I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, what is one truism we've learned about DEI, Kim? It stands for didn't earn it. Generally speaking, that's one thing we know about DEI. We also stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion. I get so tired of hearing those terms because most people don't think that through. It's feel good language that the left has come up with. But you know, on to the end of the day, you don't want diversity in the surgery room. You want the highest trained doctor you can get. That you do. You don't want equal outcomes. You want the equal opportunity to achieve those outcomes.
No, Mark, speak for yourself. I care about their skin color.
It's silly, but it's the world we live in, and it's the truth in our school districts right now. We've got State Senator Nick Schroer on the phone this morning, and he's uncovered some stuff that is eye-popping. Nick, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, and thanks for covering this. It's very important.
Well, yeah, I mean, so tell me how this got started. What you've gotten here is some Sunshine Law request to the Parkway School District. What prompted this?
So it kind of always, it goes back to, I'd say, my first year in the Senate, which was last year. And before the Freedom Caucus was created, we kept trying to stop this by way of the budget. We had members like Denny Hoskins, myself, Senator Eigel, trying to offer different bills to prohibit the use of our tax dollars in our public education institutions, our local schools, our government schools. And we had Republicans standing in the way saying, no, that stuff's not happening here. Well, then we tried it again this year after the Freedom Caucus was created. Still, same thing happened. And then a whole bunch of whistleblowers kept coming out saying, no, actually, it is happening. And here's some emails. Here's some discussions that were getting from the principals on down. And one in particular, there was a whistleblower from Parkway that came in and was telling us how divisive the school is and how they're excluding certain races, certain ethnicities, and they're utilizing tax dollars to create these divisive and insane programs that are excluding certain members, certain kids. And we sent out a sunshine request, and they drug their feet. We threw the hammer down and uncovered some documents.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, imagine for a moment a school district creating a safe space where only white people were allowed in. I mean, yeah. Isn't that basically what you found the opposite of that, right?
Yeah, and guess what? That happened. That happened back during Jim Crow. And guess who was responsible back then? The Democrats. And they're doing it again. And we said, as a society, never again. Never again are we going to allow our tax dollars in supervising our kids to inject this insane rhetoric and is segregating us. And it's happening in our public schools here in the city or in St. Louis County.
What was that example you found? I mean, you sent me a copy of one of these emails that you uncovered that's basically encouraging people to come to a DEI study lounge, correct?
Yeah, it's a study lounge that's excluding basically everyone except for white kids. Or the opposite. It says that if you're black, Asian, Hispanic, Indian, Pacific Islander, you can come to the study lounge, and it's basically saying if you're not white, you can come. But if you're white, no whites need apply. No Irish need apply. Look, you know, looking back at history, this has happened before. And if we don't stand up and say, look, you can do it if you want to have a private school that's DEI. No one's going to go to it. It's going to be a failure, but not in our government schools, not by way of our tax dollars. Are we going to be supporting racism once again? And that's exactly what it is.
I know you told Andrew Bailey about this, so I take it he'll be investigating. But to your knowledge, is this still a thing there in the Parkway School District where they're offering this study lounge?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, they initially said, no, this isn't happening. We don't have any proof of this. We had to tweak our sunshine request, and that's what we're going to be doing in most of these school districts. That's kind of why we brought in Andrew Bailey, to see if we can cast a wider net to make sure that we're utilizing the right language. And I know DESE, the Department of Education and Secondary Education, or Elementary and Secondary Education, they did a similar request a couple years ago on critical race theory. Well, because of their wording, because they didn't know how to ask it, they came back with only one or two schools saying, yeah, we're utilizing critical race theory in our schools. look, this stuff is happening. We've had many different whistleblowers coming forward, and I think this is just the tip of the iceberg, not only in Parkway, but in our public education system around the state.
Yeah, to answer the Kim's question, the email you sent me is dated September 3rd, 2024. Yeah. So this was a month ago that this email was sent out about a DEI safe space that also promises that if you show up here because you need a safe space to study, we'll also provide transportation to get you home after school.
If you live in the city.
Yeah, if you live in the city, we'll arrange for transportation for you. I mean, come on. So, Nick, what I guess at the end of the day, we know this is happening. Why can't the legislature tell the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, no, you're not allowed to do things like this. It's discriminatory. Are they hiding behind federal law? What are they doing here?
I don't know what the problem is, and I think that the biggest issue is that we've got a lot of legislators that can't think for themselves, a lot of legislators that don't have a spine. And last night I reached out after we uncovered this, and we're still going through the hordes of documents that that were given to us. But I reached out to Cindy O'Loughlin, and she's going to be the one responsible for basically leading the Senate next year. She just had dinner with a former senator who's now the new head of DESE, and she's promised. She goes, look, if they don't fix this stuff, we're going to be fixing it next year. So we're going to hold her feet to the fire and make sure that the education committee next year, whoever's on it, whoever's going to lead it, is going to spearhead these efforts. And if not, we're going to have another fight on the floor come budget time.
I hope so, my friend, because that doesn't inspire confidence in me. The names O'Loughlin and Rowden got exactly zero accomplished last year.
Yeah, and that's where the Freedom Caucus is going to continue growing. We're going to add numbers. We've got people like Brad Hudson, Adam Schnelting coming in, and it's going to be a very eventful session next year because we've got the illegal immigration issue we're dealing with. We've got this stuff in our public schools, and we're being lied to. We're being gaslit time and time again by the lobbyists and by the superintendent. So the time for holding hands and singing Kumbaya is over, my friend.
Yep. Then good to hear, too. Nick, thanks for working on this and letting us know about it. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for covering it. Y'all have a great week.
You bet. State Senator Nick Schroer. That's eye-opening. If you live in Parkway, you got some questions you need to ask, I think, at the next school board meeting.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.